I'd like to read two poems. One is the opening poem of the book, and one is the closing poem. The first is a poem for my sons. When you were born, all the poets I knew were men, dads eloquent on their sleeping babes and the future. Coleridge at midnight, Yeats' prayer that his daughter lack opinions, his son be high and mighty, think and act. You've read the new father's loud eloquence, fiery sparks written in a silent house, breathing with the mother's exhausted sleep. When you were born, my first, what I thought was milk, my breast sore, engorged, but not enough when you woke. With you, my youngest, I did not think. My head unraised for 3 days, mind dead from waist down anesthetic labor, saddle block, no walking either. Your father was then the poet I'd ceased to be when I got married. It's taken me years to write this to you. I had to make a future willful, voluble, lascivious, a thinker, a long walker, unstruck transgressor, furious, shouting, voluptuous, a lover, a smeller of blood, milk, a woman mean as she can be some nights, existence I could pray to, capable of poetry. Now here we are. You are men, and I am not the woman who rocked you in the sweet reek of penicillin, sour milk, the girl who could not imagine herself or a future more than a warm, walled room, had no words but the pap of the expected, and so those nights could not wish for you. But now I have spoken myself, I can ask for you, that you'll know evil when you smell it, that you'll know good and do it, and see how both run loose through your lives, that then you'll remember you come from dirt and history, that you'll choose memory, not anesthesia, that you'll have work you love, hindering no one, a path crossing at boundary markers where you question power, that your loves will match you thought for thought in the long heat of blood and fact of bone. Words not so romantic nor so grandly tossed as if I'd summoned the universe to be at your disposal. I can only pray that you'll never ask for the weather, earth, angels, women, or other lives to obey you, that you'll remember me who crossed, recrossed you as a woman making slowly toward an unknown place where you could be with me, like a woman on foot in a long stepping out.